Milvus Agur Pasakum, Simukuvya Beis, all by Siftes. All by the section where we make bread, and the question is how to make this process into Pas Yisrael. We cover this in the Gemara on that from the Chesam Beis and the Zero. Ravina says, the Bible calls Gimel Melachis. The way the Gemara sets up is like Leizu Afzu. First, the Goy is Mavlik the fire, but the Yid puts the food on the fire inside the tanner. That's a Mice of Yisrael, Pas Yisrael. The second thing is, even if a guy over here put the food on the tanner, but he still lit the fire, that's also Pas Yisrael. Third thing, even if a guy lit the fire and put the food in the fire, but he still did Chidik Yecholim and stoked the fire over here, says Rashi took out the chayim from the coals over here, nifl the category of Pas Yisrael. And you have three things over here, nifl the category of Pas Yisrael. Now there's a question among the Rishonim, what exactly is the Kinto or Ravino? And there's one Malach. How the Torah seems to go in the Gina Simon and by us as a test, the Beishet being down from the Ran, that they actually realize the two cases. The case where it's a pas shal akum, the ownership of the pas is by the goy, and there's a fear shal akum, being baked by the goy over here. Where is the Gimel Melachos coming to matter? With this ownership by the goy, or is it only being baked by the goy? Says the Torah and the Ran, the answer is only when it's being baked. That means, let's say a goy over here owns it. So that if he owns it, what's the bayam? If he gives chas this ownership, how in the world is the chita to give him a lot of mice to work over here? Well, we're discussing only when it's being baked by the guy, then has a get of shlokas. In my case of shlokas, then we'll have the heck of the give him a lot over here. And the Ari Shem mice will mach like this. The Bein Gershon was brought down by Rashi and Sefer Moyoi, the Ravid, the Vazar, the Sugyo, the Ravon. They go like the Torah, the Ran. A Salashay, the Bein Shem, goes further, side over there and over here. He says, Aloch is, we have the Rambam, clearly is Mekel, the Rashman, Shuman, Chalik Aleph, and other Rishem, Azura, Chubut, Nashem, Subhetel, Maisa, Mekel. So among Rishem, the sound like the Machlik, the Shokel, among the ideas of here, the Gimel Melochas being mapped to the ownership of past by the Goy, or something that's baked by the Goy. Maisa Beisesi writes, again over here and over there, Aloch is coming to be Mekel. The Akamoshit, so Kotan Aleph, is the question, why to be Mekel? I, the Iran, and the Tour of Asroi. But Oidi points out the Rashba, Chu and Chu is his Mekel when the Torah's Abayas Orach seems to be Machmer. However, the Akamoshi writes that Shkot involved by the star, he says, however, the Issa Rehato Orach of Maisi is Mekel. He's the Chod Basar over here. But Oidi was a Deshul of Azura on Mekel, Deb Basar, and therefore Lalocha on the patient of Orach, the first Shach starts off, the Maisi are going to Paskin over here, the Maisi to be cool to be Mekel. That means the Mechaber over here over there, his words are, a Pash Lehem of Zura, let's have a case of a Hector. That means it's a custody case over here, the ownership, and the heck of the Meister works over here. That means, therefore, the Shach writes, read the Simon over here, read the Mechaber Damal, the Meister, the Mekel, the points out the Taurus Chatzis, right, from Haber Achrin, the Meister to be Mekel. Therefore, come on the Peskin, we hold the Gimel Lachas, we mark the fire pass that they baked it, or the case of a pass that's the ownership by a good over here, the Meister coming to be Mekel over here. So again, we have these Gimel Melachos. In the Gimel Melachos, on Siftes, come along the Shulchan Aruch is most of three other cases, in the Gimel Melachos. And we come along the Mechaber says, first the case of it near Ha'ish Ma'at, you move the fire a little bit, and then somebody left out the case of a Chitoy, they put in the case of it near the Ha'ish Ma'at. He has a second case of the Mechaber of Ashlochas Kisam, throwing a twig or a stick inside the oven and waste it in the fire. And the third case, the more brings down, Nefach ba'ish, you blow the fire, the chunuk, you chunuk others being down, whether it's being blown by your mouth or with a machine over here, it doesn't make a difference once you blow it, you can be moist with the fire over here. In the game case, Nefach ba'ish is Mechaber Kriyanat Shalom Ba'achrenim. We have these three suffers over here. We get two more suffers in Sifiyot. That means it comes out, we're going to have over here eight different ways of being making the process of the green made over here until Pas Yisrael. The question is, how do you apply these ideas, Ashlochas Kisam, the idea of the Hesek over here, to make the H bigger? How do you apply Bizmanazir with our technology, with our ovens, with our gas ranges? What exactly is the idea, how to apply it practically to get to us? So, to start first, the case of Ashlochas Kisam. The little quotations bring down the essence of Achlikis, Nebol, Kris, Neitzesol. Neitzesol, Maishatan, at the end of the day. What are you doing with throwing inside the Kisam? The words of Rosh brought down the Torah's table. What are you getting out of it? Maisa Nebobel says, Maisa works. La Locha, Tesis end up saying, We go after the bubble, but Hamidam, so we come to Mekel here. What's the Svar? What's your site? Says the Rambam, the Seishwa is, I got it in the first three cases over here. In the case of Chitoy, or like the five put the food on, those three are ways of how you bake pass, getting to the act over here of making pass. That's standard. But the idea over here of doing that is you say to the hecker. So once you come along to do the side over here of a mice koldu, a heck over here, that pash lamas asura, the mice that's mortar. That means there's a chiddush over here. I mean, the three lachos we are discussing is a standard sura. How do you make bread? How do you make bread? They put either the food inside the fire, or you have to light the fire, or you have to stoke. Those three things, one of them we saw did, that's makes it pass your soul. The soul over here is, even in a case that's not standard, you do not have to throw a kisim inside. Mice said, since you're doing it over here, that's making a heck over here, that passes also, the mice, that's enough. Now there's a question, is Ashlochus kisim throwing a twig over here, is it good l'chachila or not? It's only a case of b'dievet. So the way Mechava says over it sounds like it's l'chachila. Not a problem over here. Because words are Israel Khachilo, just like the King Locks over here, Lachmapana, Bes Lachmihudo, Pimgrama seems to go this way, it's the Khetzadik and all this. I saw Shani, the Senator Archa Shulchan, his words are, it's a Kulo Gedalus. These are Tayyim Mice, a big Kulo, the Gemara says Gimel Locks, and not more. What right to be wasted by Shalas Kisam, Bab the Yishami, where are you getting it from? They have more Tanya Dafka Bashasat Chak. A Vosno says that way. Father Pinoma says, and when we can write among the Rishonim, the Lashon Rishonim, looking around inside, it's only b'dieved. If you throw Shabbos Kisim inside, b'dieved works. Not a case of Achila. So we have a shail here, where Shabbos Kisim works, you pass Kim L'Kula. Shail is l'chachila b'dieved. One that rises, that's the case of b'dieved. And he says to me, Achuvo, when we come up with Yimach in the case of the past Balter, even though it's Yafo, to come on the Chonim discuss how do you make it to pass it through. Says over there, Lavosh, Mokavon, Mishnah Gru, and others, he says very simple, go light the fire by Yisrael. Says that further, the lesson you cannot be Mashi yourself, then what are you going to do? A case of a Kisim Echad, throw a Kisim inside. That means the way how they're saying it over, it's not the best Yisrael. First, you should go light the fire. If you don't have an option on the Sarasimei Shuva, then that's Shlomo's Kisim. So you see over here, that the idea of a Shlomo's Kisim is a next dargo, lower of a dargo, in the case of the Gimel Ochos. Gimelochas, put the machlikes around in the torrent to the side, we pass the cool over here. But however, Ashlochas Kisim is not the best thing to go do over here. How about I go take it to the Shalom and the Stechem and discuss the other choice, pass palt over here without Kisim, and pass palt abides in the case of a Kisim. Pass palter, Maisa, Yafel, or Mekel, although the Maisa doesn't want to be Machmer, or Ashlochas Kisim is not pass it strong. So he goes back and forth, and brings down at the end of the day, Mizzle Adobe, and what Taino, where you place the Maisa, Mekel, or Ashlochas Kisim. Therefore, it'll be better to pass by the bicycle case of Ashlochas Kisim. Now, once we have this idea over here of Ashlochas Kisim, again, very clearly, we have two levels over here. We have the Gimel Lachis, the thing that's the standard process of making a pass. Again, either putting it on the fire, or lighting the fire, in the case over here of stoking it. Then there's something called a Maisa Koldu, a case of a heck over here. Come along in the gear to us, what is exactly a gas range? You have a case over here, you walk into the kitchen, you have a Grisha maid, she puts a pot on top of the fire, and she lit the flame. She's cooking right now. You come to raise the flame. You know it's a problem, Rishalakim. So you raise it. What's the idea of there raising the flame? Isn't Nichol a category of Kisam Echad? Throwing in one stick? Was Nichol a ghetto of Chitoy? Is it like a Chila Mamish or Shal or a Chila B'dieva? So the Chalk is beyond, you have to realize there are two levels over here, what the difference is. He points out, usually the idea of cooking, that the Gimel Lachas is, that you are doing the process of cooking or quickening the process. Let me show you an example. You walk in and she has the fire and you raise it a little bit. So it's really after the cooking process, not much, it's a hecker. That's only the case of a Kisam. Let's say you walk in and she's cooking, will take an hour to cook. You raise it so much, now it takes a half hour. Oh, you enter the process of cooking, that would be definitely a category of Gimel Lachas. I'm not sure you're doing it over here. That means the idea of the gas range, if you raise it a little bit, it doesn't change the amount of time, just a hecker, kisam. Actually, we'll make it, but you have it, not like a kilo. You make it high enough for the answer cooking process, change the amount of time, how long you have to cook it from an hour to half hour, an hour to 50 minutes. Actually, we definitely get it of the kilom office over here. What about, let's say you have an oven door that's open, and you close it. Go put it on the oven, and you close the door. Is that also the case of Kisam or Chitoy? So I point out, you look up the look at the Shabbos in Rishon Tess. Over there, the Mechabav exam, the Amav exam, the look is you close the door, Yom Yisrael Bishul on Shabbos. So you see over there, they're closing the door, or report that also, the Pan Shabbos, you cover the lid, something is not fully cooked, you cover it, and it adds to Bishul, Yom Yisrael Bishul. Why? It quickens the process. Says the Pleist Commission, you test the Rishon Tess. If so, once it quickens the process, it'll come inside the ghetto of Gimel Lachis. And therefore, it'll be ahead of here by Pasakum, making the Pasi solo here. That means, again, the search of the Gimel Lachis is a process adding to the cooking. Kisim Nichol Ghetto of Heter. The question now is how do Kashan organizations come along and they want to be matter, make the pass from Pasakum, Pasi solo in remote areas, whether they're cooking in Sin, China, or India, or even in America, in places that people do not really travel to, or they have put on the fire every day, if people don't want to go there. So how exactly, what is the eats what to go do? That the whole pach is good to have it, even maybe a case like a chilo. So we've got different options that came out past 40, 50 years. One is, they come along and have something called a glow bar, a light bulb. They won't put it inside the oven that you have over here that's fired, they're cooking the food over here, the pass or a cereal or kadaimo. And they put inside a glow bar, a bar that stays there constantly, on all the time, that gives off heat. That means not these type of these light bulbs, but incandescent light bulbs that can stay in the oven, and the oven does not move over here. And now they're being adding to the heat over here. So the question is, these glow bars that you put inside the oven that was lit by Yid, is it going to not be matter forever? All the food will be cooked inside this oven over here. And the glow bar goes out after a couple of years, the Yid will have to change it. Otherwise, the Yid lit this glow bar, this light bulb inside. Come along with Heinemann, the star kid. Wants to tie the Ashlochas Kisim, the hacker, any minor thing that adds to it. If so, over here, when you put in these glow bars, and it's very hot, you know, some heat over here, and it's left on permanently, most of the heat's coming from this thing. Nichlan, the category of Ashlochas Kisim, the Cholopakos. If you want to tie this is the way around the Bayah Pasakim, making the case of it over here of a Pasi soul. That's not a shiny. The question was presented to the OU, a Belsky of Schechter, with its question of Yashiv. They came to argue from the different avenues. One is first, I point out that Vishwan would tell me when you add the kisum. So you have a heck over here for this thing that's been cooked over here. But now you're going to have a hecker for what's been cooked again and again and again and again. Why is it? Where do you see over here the concept that we can matter numerous bishulin one after another, over? On the one case of Kishon, he did it one time. That's not the integral part of over here. A second one to add. Refilling the Kishon, what happens?
Nice.
We'll get to that also. A second problem is, when you fill in the Kishon, what happens? It becomes part of the big fire. So the big fire over here is what? You have a chilik in the big fire, all to Zaman. Oh, so now you eat as a chilik, pass your soul. But this glow bar is a double study on the side. It's not part and parcel of the cooking process. So we don't study, it's second on the side. Who says when something is on the side, not part of the cooking per se, can I put up a sign on the door, make a header, inside, this is Pasi Shol. Can't put something in that's double study on it. The sign doesn't work, that's bullshit. The fact they put in the heat on the side has nothing to do with the integral fire that's cooking it, that's being nickel category of Pasi Shol. They would want to obviously not nickel category of Pasi Shol. So come along again, we have a star king who is making the glow bars. Now changing the OU, and they are making glow bars. Question is so what's the eight to go do now? Can you be sent upon that? What's the badat's do? So the Minchas Yitzchok has a chum and chalidal, some choches. You want to tie another eight so by case of a timer. What to go do? You saw, put on the timer, and it'll go on and off, and you saw mice did it over here. So come on, the dynamite tiny is, I got the idea of a timer. It's a gromo. The gromo is not the etching person of mice to be a dime over here. We know the gate to Shabbos, the Sassi, Komalach, and Locha, also Grom, Mice's Mutter, not Mice be Daim, only the Drabolam, or the gate to Nezikim. Grom is only a Chadish Mimus, not Mice be Daim itself. But over here, we do not need a Mice Mamish, we need only an act of Mice Koldu, a case of Ashlochus Kisum. And since the Mice are just like by blowing the Ashlochus Mice, it's enough, the Ashlochus Mice, it's enough. And then the Kamal Daim, why says the case of a time is the Mice is Nichol, the carrier that a Mice gain Mice's soul, the Mice is good. Because we need a Maisa Kol, a hacker. That's the words of the Shayla, why it's water, that's what is Kisum. The words of Abba is a hacker, Maisa Kol. Therefore, when he sits the Dats and afterwards to go the Dats, I'm fishing one this way, when I'm shulchan, I'm never in salt, Chai Levi, they want to come along with force and eat the maaser, it should not be a problem. So you give a timer. Maaser is a panim, what do you do in case of a timer? So maaser is not that simple. They ask a question to Maaser, the Yashiv. They want timer. First of all, the idea of a timer, or Shlovis Kisam, is maaser, I see my act happen. Negate to me. When you do a timer, there's no hectic that I did something. The timer is what? That happens by itself, that's it. So where's the Shaykhis of your soul to the Bishul over here? I mean, myself, where's my act that's Nikola Yadi shall happen? I don't see anything that I did over here at the end of the day. Therefore, Tzah Hasheni, Rafael, Mavshir Kosi, heard Rav Ruben give a share about it. Chazosh, others myself want to argue the point saying the myself time does not work over here. I mean, you have to realize there are two terms right now, the glow bar or the timer, and both are not the same to serve upon, but already you can image yourself beforehand. The whole idea of Shlachas Kisim, I need to make a case of the evidence over here. Now, Rafael Kumasi says it over here, he says, really, you have to analyze the two different cases over here. The case over here that, first of all, when a case where the goy over here put the food on, and then the grummer came afterwards, and then went on the fire. Because the other way, the fire went on, and then the goy put on the food. So, Max Leo, if the fire went on through a case of a grummer, and then the goy put on the food, then you have this question over here, the mice is the time of work. You want to be machmer. But the other way around, where the goy put the food on, no, it's pretty full on with no fire. Then the fire came through a case of a gromo, so how did it get cooked? So you say it's not yet. Perhaps it's not a good either. Pirate, it's nothing over here. Then they might as well make all of the fire came after the guy put on the food inside the oven. Fine. Maisa comes out over here. We have machliks along the achorinim. In the case of a tongue, maisa works. There is an imagery mahalach that gave to timers. Again, we have one mahalach over here that timers, maisa is not mashiachas to you. Another way, in the case of a timers, all maisa are maisa kolbu. We have a stomach from the Vedat Siegels and Rabelski wants to tie off. It really depends if it's the first time to get to the timer or to get to the things that happen afterwards. That sounds like arguing upon a question, but clearly is, what are these grommer machines? Are they mice to be a dime or nechel get a grommer? I mean, the Moshe has a shuv in the gear to any timer. He says, mice to be a dime on Shabbos, mamash chayv skill in their eyes over here. Shmir Shabbos says, nechel get a grommer. They've had a cool to get to give grommer. They come along and tie off. That when you do it the first time, that's your maisa mamish. Even better, you did it, the case of grandma, you built it to happen. But now the second one goes off, you lost your maisa, goes on again, that's the category of grandma. Go on, maisa, won't be machman. Kings are again the same idea of Stormcloud's time, the first time it's Messiah is back to you, afterwards, not Messiah is back to you. So coming down again to timers, again we have those who say it does work, those who don't work, those who say it only works the first time. Similar to this, you start discussing the gear to our ovens. Our ovens, for example, let's say a person puts on something on 300 degrees Fahrenheit to be cooked for an hour and a half. You walk in, you see the guy did this over here and get a baya, so what you do, you raise it to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. So now, nice and cook after an hour. So, pashas, you gain out of it. What happened? It was massive beneficial, went from an hour and a half to an hour, with 300 to 500. The question really is, how is our ovens working? They point out our ovens and Betsim is working through a case of a thermostat, and the fire does not change. That means, for example, let's say it was 300 degrees Fahrenheit, where the guy did. How does that work? It works that it goes on for 10 minutes, goes off for 5 minutes. On for 10 minutes, off for 5 minutes. We change it to the higher degree, make it say 350, 400, 500, whatever it is, what happens? It'll go on for 15 minutes, and off for 5 minutes. On for 15 minutes, and also 2 minutes. It'll just change. I mean, the fire is always the same level of fire. That means, in essence, when you turn the knob in your oven, it's not raising the flame of the fire, just raising how long it stays on without turning off over here. If so, they point out, what is that exactly? So the Belsky and Max Leo of Heinrich Hulk's oven. In essence, what are you? The most is the case of a grandma. The most is the case of a grandma. What are you doing? You're closing yourself over 10 minutes, goes over 50 minutes, or 20 minutes. So, Gami, what happened? You're quickly the process of cooking, it's a case of a grandma. It's a grandma really work over here, case of a timer. Even those want to be made by the case of a timer, because you know Maisa, over here it's even worse than that. It's not even the case of a grandma. It's being Masalek, the Menea. Somebody's going to turn it off. I mean, you have wind coming to blow out the candle. The Aloha Shabbos, you let it close the door and stop the wind from blowing out the candle. So, in essence, what do? You stop the wind from coming, the flame from going out, by letting it keep going consistently, going on and on and on. The one time it's difficult to get a mistake, the Menea, it would cool you out while you didn't get anything out of it. I mean, it's waiting in the oven, the temperature does not work. However, what you could do, is maybe you're saying, is first you can turn off and turn on, that's simple. But even better, they say, it goes on for 10 minutes, off for 5 minutes. At the level it's off for 5 minutes, or go on for 5 minutes, when you make it harder at that moment, now it goes on the 4 minutes, oh, now you caused it. That's back to the level of grama, back to machlekes. You don't have the isakun to everybody. Because grama, yesh, yesh, minchas tzitzchak, kevin das, time for shalom ma'isa, then make them. Other than argue, ma'isha, shalom ma'isha, argue the point. Ma'isa comes out to return it higher when it's on, it's on the slate of Nea. Turn it higher when it's on, it's off. That's back to machlekes over here. So we're back to the question, what to go do with man is there. That means the timers, the badatsa, samachapon, those will argue. Globar, the OU star cable through Semichon, those want to argue. What if my say, OU who argues both of them, what's their each over here? They come along with baseball technology today. We have cell phones and computers. Can a person call from where they are, where they're living right now? They're living in New York, and so, and they put in a code, and at the moment they put in a code, the O goes on. Very simple. My brother was here years ago, he showed me, he's sitting over here in America, takes out their cell, and he takes out his phone and showed me. In Miami, I'm going to put my lights on off inside my building. I have a UD building over there. And the lights are on off, change colors, red, green, orange. Can you do that much for Shabbos? When in America, it's Shabbos, it's by Yamara sign. I mean, you can change and put on fires and lights, do all things remotely. Do that. So one of the eights of his manazer is definitely getting the gate to Shabbos. We know the luck is on Shabbos. You put on a light switch. What are you doing? Is it grumble? The light goes on. That's called Bitkinamayo. Achiaz said, definitely get a Bitkinamayo. Same thing, you do put a light switch and make something go on in America. Bitkinamayo. If so, the same you say that we have, you put on a code or inside your phone, or inside your computer, that makes a fire go on in India, in Sin, or wherever it is over here, or any place in America, nifle get up of ma'isbi daim mamish. And therefore, the same shavuot is the chubi mutter to go do that. It's not a gami nafir, because that's a ma'is over here. Well, that's ben la'shlovas kisa. Shlovas kisa is the heck of alma. It's a mamish and ma'is, and Shabbos is called bitkin ma'ayit, chayfun and Shabbos.
How's it different from a timer?
Timer, you cause it to go on later. To grumble on Shabbos. The difference is Shabbos. On Shabbos, to grumble, people want time to mutter more magnificent. Right? They want time to make the machine go on off earlier more magnificent. Masha ain't going to get a light switch, no, it's going to be more magnificent. Light starts to come along, a grumble is more magnificent. That's a bit combined. You know, it's a tradition. It says, it's a skill, it's a yach. You put a person on by water, you hold them down, it's a yach. But see, it might be not a mamish. So get the case of letting it through a remote control, again, through the computers, that happens in Miyad right away, says Dan Fisher, Nasha Klein, and here Liasha agrees, and Lebelski, Rav Schechter, Rav Rubin, Gim Shirabat, and the others, Maisin, Maisin Smutter, who disagrees, Star K, Rav Hanuman. The Maisin wants a title, and comes with a different sugya. He comes along and says, the Loch and Sim Kufyat Gimel, the dinner is over there, it can be light from Ish Me'ish. Again, the Bishul Akum, they call it pilot light. Kamal Berman says, you want a light from one ish to another ish, that's not the category of Mikkel B'dievet. Ashkosa is we mark the things B'dievet over here. If it's not an act to get to you, if one time is Nichol get him ish to ish. You did something over here, and of course something else happened over there, then the category of over there, this ish to ish. Maestro Bob Primogram Shalom, he has a give and take with him back and forth, where in the world is the Chumma coming from, then the Shachal Karbe. Then the day, you'll hear him Maes B'dai Mamish. It's being intertwined with the act of being mavush and mamish. Therefore, what time of chosh should be nichol in the same category of a ma'is and mamish? Not in the time of sugyu hekel, mamish should be motor, not in the case of a grama, should be motor. That would give a take, it's not clear what the answer is, and pashas, the ma'isha should work. Again, now how does ashkochas, one ashkocha, some of the other ashkocha use the other ingredients when they have different ways of being pashas? So, that's not a question, but kolis, how does it work? Actually, ma'is, again, we have the b'datsa mala, says Targus. We have the Starkei as flow bars, and the OU, Nubis Plus Movement side, computerized. What happens practically with Manza, I'm not sure over the years, technology always gets more advanced, and I think it'll be source way, it should be very simple now to use the computers or cell phones. I know it used to, when the Chuvas first came out, it wasn't that simple. But now it should be very easy, and I assume everyone goes with this Malach. They do say the other way around. Let's say the guy puts on the fire through a case of a timer. What is that exactly? The same timer is a hacker, but at the end of the day, it's not a mice of a guy. They really bring down for Ben Shai, and after the Chaylevi, the guy puts in the fire through a timer, it's not past Akram. It's past nobody. What? No, I said it both times in such a way. Get on Kaychai, Kaychai, Kaychai. Get on the right, Kaychai, Kaychai. I get two Kaychas, the idea of, again, the idea of a gromel. The idea of from my comments. Going to the last case of a gromel. You're telling me, what's a gromel? Gromel is not a miser. It's a hacker. If that's the solution, when it comes out, that if a guy puts on the timer, what happens is it being cooked by nobody. That's nothing. That doesn't count.
Is the food on first?
Oh, well, yeah. No, if a guy puts the food on first. Or not, yeah, my portion. Fine, that's a sip test. So if you're going to be wasted on the cigar, we have also make it a passive solo here. So we have two more cases. We have the Mechav and Ramo. The way you have the Mechav brings out, he has a Maisa for the Mordechai. The Mordechai is a case over there where someone cooked inside his oven three times in one day. The first two times he threw in a kisam. Third time he forgot to put it inside the kisam. The shallow was kidnapped. The third time he cooked the bread, it could be Maisa, be matter based upon the first two times. Says the Mordechai, since over here the Gecholim were never taken out, it's still there, the Hesek Rishon, you can't be Mekel. Now the Maisa there was two times in one time. That's the Maisa Shoyu, so that was the Maisa. So that's like Lavdaka, even one time, the same thing. Once one time you end the Gecholim, the Gecholim is still there, the Maisa is smutter. Now, Maisa upon that, come learn more. Not only if the case Gecholim there, you take the Gecholim out, and still the heat is left behind. And then he's still left behind over there for usually 24 hours. Also, can be Mekel. That means the Mechav is causing the coals left behind. The Mordechai being with their case where the heat is left behind over there. And the Mekor is coming from is Isra'at Aruch. He said, that up to 24 hours, the oven retains its heat. Building upon that, we'll discuss what Bizman is there. Someone cooks inside the oven at 12 o'clock, they cook something for an hour until 1. Come on, 3 o'clock, and the Goita come on, cooks her own food inside the oven. And God cooks there. Do you say the same story? So it says the Chachachom, the simple understanding is no. The same story is why it retains heat. Our oven is a half hour later, there's no heat inside. There's nothing there. Our later, there's no heat inside. The evil comes on this hatcher of 24 hours is being practical in their ovens. That was made of the case of Cheres of oven retains heat. They want to retain heat, and Konami will have this hatcher. The Geta ovens won't have the hatter. He does speak out the Chalitz Bin oven. Well, let's say it's an industrial oven. Let's say it's a matzah bakery oven that does retain the heat. And Chami would have the hatter. You have to be practical here. Once a real oven that retains heat, you'll have the hatter to be the oven. Otherwise, you won't have the hatter.
You gotta ride the light bulb.
It keeps the heat. The light bulb is there. The heat's there. The fire is there. The fire itself. The bulb just gives off the right now. Here, there's no Chalm anymore. Oh my God. I mean, in most cases, the Gecholm not there, and the heat's there. In the case of the light bulb, there's a Gecholm there. Now, build upon this discuss in certain places that Flum call Afkat Chashmal. The Chashmal blows, we know that in Israel or the mountains in America, when the Chashmal blows, they come along and someone fixed the Chashmal. That means whether it's a building, and someone fixes it, maybe it's a guy, maybe it's the Shuna, or it could be a case of going over there. They fix it. Now, the question is, you are cooking food. They came along and fixed it over here. Now what happened? The fire went on. It's not the case of this guy put it on. Is your food a bayam? It's not a sugar of Pasuk Akal. They might have cooked it over here. Is there a problem here? So you get a lot of different cases. But first they point out, if you do it soon after they fixed it, Kamala Weber says you have a salacha. Retains the heat. And went on now back up inside the guy. So once it retains heat, went back up inside the guy. You should buy the mice and we can put some a different avenue. The question McCauley is, there's a lot that will get to the next simon, some kufi, give him a gate to Bishalakam. The more big example, a maisa where a guy burned down his wood, his forest, and inside there were chagovim. And the question was, can you go eat the chagovim and nichla get a Bishalakam? That's the Gemara's case. So, can you go eat chagovim? What's the shaila? Since the guy cooked it, he had not wanted to cook chagovim. His kavanah was to burn down the wood, burn down the yar over here, and after got cooked, with any miscavel and gamut of sikresha, the sikresha asked the sigil of Bishalakam. A good cooked it. He had no kavanah. The loch of the Gemara is very clear. We pass in that even though it's sikresha, Edom is kavanah Maisa's mutter. Goy is no kavanah for it. It's not misakh. It's back in. Right? Bishalakam, Maisa's mutter. If some of the question now is, when a goy puts on the circuit breaker, fixes the chashmal, what's his kavanah? Because you have kavanah. His kavanah is, I'm putting on all the air conditioners and all the chillens and all the ovens and all the refrigerators and all the lights. That's kavanah. No, he has no kavanah. It's a mistake ratio for the fridges and the lights and everything. What's it under? What category is it? So the way the chachamim said, the yashiv, the chachamim, the category of a mistake ratio. If Anich Hashmalas is being put on by the case of the girl, you different kind of separation, would not have the chumra of Pasakum, which is Arga, very again again to Shabbos. When the Chashmal blows in your house, you want to tell the girl to put on the Chashmal beside the lights. The lights in our house, when they're cloud, little get up, drop on it, leave the whole puff and get to me on the locker. If the child is going to the place on Shabbos, you get to me on the locker, give a good drop on. So you tell the girl to come, do me a favor, go put on the circuit breaker for my lights on Shabbos. What happens? You also have your children popping cooked, which is deraisa, because it has heating elements inside. So the question is, can you go tell a girl to put on your lights with family, the shvosh shvosh makom mitzvahs water, and the devil study the children goes on, which is get a deraisa, which you won't have had to tell the girl to put on the circuit breaker. What? Nothing cooked. The heating element goes on. The red coals go on. The ish goes on. Fire. You're lighting a fire. No, that's Mishalachim. It's going to be made on Shabbos. Now, can you tell a good putting your circuit breaker when you know the children is going to go on? So, the look in the gate to Shabbos by going to the Psychoratio, we pass from Psychoratio to the Motor by going, Ramas, the Mishadal, the Kronhei, what happened to Mishabur, the 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 should not be a problem. It's not a secure Shabbos because I need to tell the girl the kavanah for everything in the circuit breaker, for the lights and for the ovens and for the refrigerators and for the. If you tell him for the lights, go on for the lights, and that's it. I know what's going goes on. He knows that it's going to go on. That's not kavanah. Kavanah for lights. My sense motor. In this halacha, come on the shachar and examine. So again, when they get to Bishlach, we don't care what they're going to do. If he cooked the whole entire Chagav, it's mutter. You have no kavanah for it. The fire stopped. He put it inside. Was the fire there? The fire is not there. If he puts it in the oven and the guy puts it on, I think about it. Come on, the shachar brings down the question to get to a subject. What's the halacha again? Not sure if the yisoh is machshir the oven. Well, the only guy who's machshir the oven. So, brings down with taras chatzis, mashar, mashar dura, meisim of the kol, sabdav al kulo. We know the halacha in simuk of yud, by shachar, sabdav al kulo. The words that chaynim, the prichadosh, or chasholchan, kol shkeim, pas akum, which is the most cool dick of all the rabbanans. We have numerous kulos over here, pas patu gedama, and that we make over here by the sigil, sabdav al kulo. Again, I think we mentioned last time the Rizal. You want to smite Shmashi Machmar, brought down Ben Ishchai, Kamachai, Vikin, the place to say, Sovim Dabon Lukulo. They point out, it's a little bit of two questions they point out. They get the column. Number one is, come on the Gilam Hashem, he sends you to the local Kalis Vekspek, the Shach in Ishchav. In Ishchav, the Shach is called, so you have a Sovim Dabon versus Cheska Sisser. That makes an example, you have a Bosser, a raw piece of meat, that's Dabon side. You're not sure you did a case of Malichlanat. Lichel, once he gets cooked the piece of meat, is Damsha Bishlemi Paskin, where Bishlem and Paskin is Rabbon. Pavi Echeskis Isser, Dam inside. What's the look over there? Says Shach, Sagdabon, Cheskis Isser, we are Machmer. We are Machmer. If so, the question over here is, when you put the Pas on top of the fire over here, the Suffolk, if you so lit the fire or added to it, the Suffolk, if you mash the Pas. So why don't you have a category of a Cheskis Isser? In the case of Sogdabon, that's a shadow again, my show Chor is asking. So there are different ways, there's different ways of answering it, which would bother me here. One of you, I'm Dr. Chuba, how he answer it. The question really is, where is the Cheskis Isser? When did it come Osir? When the guy takes pas and puts it on the fire, when he made bread over here, is it Osir? Or become Osir at the Gemara? Right now, when it was dough, Cheskis Isser. When it's cooked, it comes Osir. When bake comes also, but in between there's no issa shavoy come to matter. It's right now in the no man's land. So right now, no man's land is sovereign, is saw as machshir, or he goes machshir, should not really make a difference. There's no cheskis isser per se over here. That's the core of why there's no problem as cheskis isser, if you're not sure if you was machshir or not. Because it never became an issa yet. It came to the question of no man's land. Another shiloh. Sorry? No, the dam is also. Dam is always also. Dam is also.
You need a piece of raw meat.
The mochel mochel, you're saying. Dam before it comes out is also when it goes from place to place, is built in the Isser. Again, Dam in its place is Mutter. Makam is also. Now, right now, it has a shopping Isser. Just to go from place to place. It's something that stops from going from place to place. It didn't happen yet. But Dam Betzim is also. A second question, the Chacham Shlomo over here, on the Shach, that there's a Mishnah Melech, that's brought down by the Pesach Shuvah, it's in the Kofiut, again on the same Shach, Ishchav. Now the question is, by some of the opponents, you say when a person has to do a Pu'ula. That means when a person might say has to go to Pu'ula, we won't say the Klal, some of the opponents, Kula. Why? It's very simple. The idea of some of the opponents, Kula, I think can happen by itself, or maybe it happened. The things that you know for sure you have to go do, people are naturally lazy. You're naturally lazy. You're not saying the Klal, of something to a bundle of kula. Therefore, it comes out, if you want to do a pula to matter it, or he need a yid to matter it, therefore, you have a kasha here, you should nice be matter. So, over there, we spoke out, the Pesach Shuvah that brings down, that we pass in this class of normal kula, we need a pula to matter it. The Pesach Shuvah went on Maravam, the Bishop will also pass this way by two cases. Some of the person took a lulav, or a shaykhah, two different Mishavuras, lulav and shaykhah on the second day after. So the Mishnah, the first Ayantif, so the Ice Lachum, we got to take the Lulav again, the Sharif again. The second Ayantif, the Lach is Jabal, that means the Lach will be a Sabdabal and Kulav, by the Lulav, by the case of a Sharifer. And therefore, over there, in fact, the Achoyin, the Lachura, you know, myself, Lulav, go take the Lulav, go take the Eser. So you see, the Mishnah, the Machabam do not pass in like this Chachmas Shleimah, this Mishnah Melech. They pass in like Gam, you need a Pulu to Matrik, and they will still say Sabdabal and Kulav. Now Megillah, or someone asked me after Megillah that they were listening to Megillah, and naturally they dozed off for a couple of seconds. Not sure. I used to follow over the finger instead. I tried to, not always, all the time. Follow over the finger, that takes care of all problems. If you don't follow with your finger, some of you heard it not. Someone asked me also last week, Shnami Kareka Targum, they're not sure what they're holding. Shani Yushalisha. It's the question, what's Halacha? So we could get about this. How the Sukkah is to get to Megillah at night, to Abolim. Again, Shnami Kareka Targum, case to Abolim. Some of them, I am Maisa, who said he did the pool, he listened to it. Maisa, Mishmu Maravam, saying, not sure he took a loop, but I take a shave of the Maisa, can we make all? I said, if you ask me tomorrow morning, it's the Rekabolo, the big Shalom, not sure you know all the words. The Shalom of the Raisa. So I told the person, make sure tomorrow you follow with your finger, that'll take you all the problems. They do point down, let's bring it right to the Shach the other way, let's bring it right against the Mishnah Malach, and say, you have a son of a pool, a half of Maisa, a person, can we make all? And they say, no, because we know, again, Pirugunaway says that the idea of Pasakim is more cool than all Drabbans. Maybe we have a cool Miyukhud over here by Pasakim, even though he was subject to Pula and not to Michael. Masha gave no right to all of the Drabbans. So again, again, the case of a Suffolk, where a Chal, Suffolk Drabbans, and Kula, that means whether the case of Suffolk, you're Madlik or not Madlik, that's a Shach's case. Whether a case of a Chal, you're Suffolk, retains the heat, does not retain the heat, you can be Michael. Yeah, pass in front of you in the ear. Speaks of the Shalom Meshav, not sure if you soul or go in Meisig Ari Mechel. Why they call it Sabbath to Rabban Lukulo? Sifki Valav. We have a case over here that's a pass Yisrael, and the Goyle Meisig baked. Now it's not clear exactly what the kint over here means pass Yisrael. Does it mean a pass palter of Yisrael? The bakery of Yisrael? Does it mean pass balabais of Yisrael? Which one are we referring to over here? I mean, the question is, do you have a heter, those who are maithan by pas akum? You paskin by pas palter, can you make all? The machabe says he can, but machach biyoko, the more maithan make all in all cases. And the shach says, noch nizor, the maithan case of yofi can you make all? What's lochan maithan over here when you have a situation of a pasi soul, that's a bakery, that's being baked by a case of a guy? What's a lochan? So you read the taz, the shach, the kon zayin, the maithan sounds like a commentary machmer. That means again, we make a pas palter, but not a pas palter of a guy. That means any company that's owned by Yid will not have this heter. I am what's the sort of that? Explain to Shach, it's a cotton zayin. Why you make a pas palter by a guy? The reason is these words are so any way you see where you can land by. Why? Chai nefesh, alech mi chiodom. You want me to go do? I'm holding back over here. They're baking it. What are our options? End of the Shach, when they gave to a pas palter of Yisrael. Not Shachat's for her. Go get workers for it. You can. Go get a balbus for the fire itself. Why is it not that Yidin might light the fire? He's allowed into his own bakery. Go bake it over here. And then there come along a chiddush. The past of Yisrael is more machmer than the past of a guy. A past Yisrael is baked by a guy Maisa has this problem. Bichodosh, Bichodosh, Don Kitzer, Yandi, we shun that way, seems to go this way. Ben Gershom, the Eshkol, the Torah goes this way, it's better. Maisa have a problem. That means it comes out that the reason we more mach by past part of Yisrael, because we have eight says, go light the fire over here. Why are you letting it go to your people over here? Now, there are those who might also argue a point, some say, or how can the past Yisrael be worse? Then the Maisa, place we say, you have a buy over here. If so, the question leads to the Gev is Manazah. There's a much discusses the Gev to our factories. Let's say a factory is owned by Yid. Came along the Torah, and he said, Poshkin Paskin, the look is, a factory is owned by Yid has to be lit by a case of a Yid. If he doesn't, you have an Isser, it's on the circuit of being baked by a goy over here. Why am I being baked by a goy over here? I can't even argue the point, there's no chassin, so we have to own by a Yid. I said, at the day, why are they baking it for you? Come on, the Moshe wants a mechalik. He says, Bishlema, you're talking about a pass by bias, or even a pass of, that's owned by a mom and pop bakery. One person on there, one guy runs the oven, one person. But in this massive factory, we have tons of workers. The whole time of the shach is, why in the world are you letting a guy cook it? You go put it in the fire. The reason why you're telling a guy to go cook it, because you have hundreds of workers over there. And the mice is the reason why it's a guy cooking it and baking it, put it in the fire, because that's how it's set up that way. Tanya the Moshe, the holy site over here of Tri Machmer, is not for the shach's tiny shema is, why are you letting the guy go do it? Fine, that's a mom pop bakery. That's a possible bias. But it's worth a pot to guddle, a huge factory, the owner never puts on the fire. It wasn't last time the owner was even inside the company. He bought it, he left people running, he has a CEO. It has nothing to do with it anymore. Just makes money off of it. David wants a title. Then why in the world should we not in this situation when the guy puts on the fire, a company he technically owns it? So still in the case of we have to work in the case of Momrim, so maybe that's getting you sold also. The still in the case of Momrim, which we spoke already. A week ago, a ma'aseh more than a week ago, ma'aseh had to be a pasakim also. That should be mekel. Nifu the OU is mekel. They hold the local ma'aseh. Any factory is owned by Yid. The ma'aseh we had won't have the skim over here. Was put on the sifir aleph. Have a gun that glue puts on the fire. But only the ma'aseh can be mekel. Asad Hashemi, Avosner, Hamnefki, Nemzel, Ashtrombach, Berutz, Ashtrombach, and Chumis. That they were the fire thing. You should tell people. A Jewish bakery is worse. At the end of the day, we're going to pass it over for Gareth. Might see a Yid owns it over. You should make sure even the work is available by Sayyidin. He can decide what to go do. He's boss. Why we have a heter Allah and Yichir Adam? Might say, your boss is set up correctly over. Then they might see you have a problem over. Might say, comes out, the newest place can point out, you have a Baya. It's an hour to give a company's owned by Yid. That means who owns Entimins? Who owns Oreos? Who owns these things over here? So you really can get involved with, let's say things are on the stock market. Now who owns it? Yidim or Gayim. Have to look upon that. The first question is, what happens if you have a shuk that's Bekolius before the stock market? Let's say something is Bekolius. That means, usually when something owned by Gayim, it messes up. Even if it's owned by Yid, we can be messed up and say, you want the hetter over here, it's baked by Gayim. So come with the Dakachuba, being down the Erech Shai, if there's a shuk fist, at the end of the night, it's owned by Yid and Gayim, you have a Bayah, it's being baked by Gayim. You have a problem with it being baked by a guy. You won't have this heter. Now, he doesn't end up saying it further, actually, but let's say at the end of the day, let's say you make a 1,000 loaves of bread. 500 goes to the Yid, 500 goes to the guy. Then he tiny, since you have a brayra drop on them, therefore the loaves that go to the guy, the mice is a problem. Loaves that go to the Yid, the mice is loaves that go to the guy is a problem. Is mortar, loaves that go to the mice is not a problem. By the way, it is a problem. All the way around. They say we can divide up afterwards, unless it's before it divides up, or it's not going to divide up, you have a problem there. So, if so, at least the case of stock market. That means who owns General Mills? Who owns General Mills? So, I'm assuming it's on the stock market. I'm assuming. So, if so, the question is how to look at things that are owned by the Tzibur? That means they get involved and get to the stock market and they get to how can you open on Shabbos? How can you own it on the Pesach, on Chametz? How can you sell traitors over here? The question is really who owns things by the stock market? I mean, I'm a partner in Pepsi. I'm part of Pepsi. Me and Elon Musk, we own part of Tesla together, you know. We're shutfists over here. We go to the moon with him. My question is, how do you look upon that over here? So there are two ways. One, come along with Stromach and close and discuss all these things on the stock market. It really depends. If you have a say in the company, let me, for example, let's say you own McDonald's. or you have a stocks at McDonald's, you walk into McDonald's and say, give me a Coke, they'll laugh at you. I don't have stocks there. They'll laugh at you. Who are you? If Mr. Ronald McDonald walked in, listen, he owns it over here. But they'll laugh at you. So in essence, what are you doing? You don't own anything. You might think you own things. It might be a mirage, an illusion. In essence, you're lending money, getting money back. That means very strong said, oh, if you have a shlita and a site in the company, very good. But no matter how much you own a Pepsi or Coke, you know, they'll laugh at you. You don't own anything. In essence, you lend them money, and they make money, and they give you back more money, they lose money, give you back less money. In essence, you're not owning anything for real. It's all on paper. You're more like letting the money. That's one way of looking at it. The same with Shulchan Malachim, the same from Bishlach, over 1,000 pages. He has a chew about it. He wants a title, even more so. Even though it's not one title, you do have a shlita. But at the end of the day, what happens? They don't give you back the produce. They give you back the money. So in essence, like the idea of dividing up at the end of the day, like the Eric Shai, the Dr. Chuvo. When you're dividing up and they're getting the produce and you're getting over here the money, what happens? They get the bread, then they'll have their skirt over here. They get it to you, you don't have any problem over here. For the end of the day, we don't need to worry about these things that are on the stock market. Sifya Beis is in the category of when a person does a pasakum, but let's say he's agreement by being mevashah by Yisrael. The question is, under what category can Yisrael still be being part of the process of cooking or baking, that as if Yisrael will be a baker? So the Mechaber starts with the case where the bread will be a korban panei hapas, where the Gemara of Shem pointed out, this case will be, it's really a michael ben Yisrael. You can eat it right now. The mice is not finished yet. The law is if you mice finish it off, the mice is saying definitely get a passy soul. That means the Ayin tells me there's something in the market called par baked. Par baked is bread that is mostly baked but not fully baked. You buy it and therefore then you heat it for another couple of minutes, now you have freshly baked bread. That's in essence the case of Michael Ben Isai. And then you finish it over here. That's the whole category of a passy soul. Come on, the Mechaber says the Yesh Ayin, not only that. Even in the case where you took it out of the oven and then you put it back over here, in that case also Yesh Emrim, the mice is still nifl kago of Pasi Sro. As well as Yesh Emrim, therefore it says as if it said that to the Kabbal Chaim, Stam Yesh Emrim, look at Stam Mice, that person has to be Machmer. Why? Because there looks like a brand new act. I mean, if it stays there and you add it to it after Michael Minasai, it's being mamshed in the cooking, it's finished. Now, saying we take it out, and then you put it back over here, looks like it was finished. And now you're doing a new act over here. In that case, the mice, the person has to be machmer. I think the par baked bread is a little bit different. Because it's a made.
I think I can plug
the bread
back in also.
Yeah, you still just stop the Michael and go, yeah, you can do that, yeah. Mice, if you have a par baked bread that's made to be not finished and you finish it, then that looks like a second act. It looks like it's one hemshech of the baking the process. Mice should not be a problem. Now, just to get the sugya at the Michael Minnesota, can you be gleamer, tafia? They point out, we'll get to look and send a few gimel, so that's steers the mechaber. Over here, I might say he's mekel, gleamer, tafia. Over there, I might say he's machm in the case of Bishalakim. So, the Abnezer, the Akhletali, is a question, the Samsoyfi is a question. I might say we'll leave it over to over there, but the simple answer is, Pasakim, we have gulas. Pashas, by official, we don't have such gulas. Now, what is the category of Gemar Bishuloich. The person Maisa to be Mekel to be Machmer. That means after Michael Minasai and you finish it, Maisa with Mekel. A case of reheating, says Halbun Yomin, that's finished, about it with Machmer there. In the case, let's say, it's fully cooked, we're going to add to it, make a case of a stomach viofala. Stomach viofala. Make it better. It's fully cooked, make it better. Is that mutter of Pasi Stroll? Or no, what is fully cooked is now Pasi Akum, it's also here. That means really, Lashon Mechaber is Mashpiach. You made it better. How do you understand the Lashon Mashpiach? There's Maisa, and Erev Shabbos, and Hashmoshes, the person, children, was not plugged in. So he went over to the Rav and asked, what to go do? The Rav said, very simple, it's Ben Hashmoshes. Baka Mitzvah by Goy, the Lashon Reis Tamachalav, and the Lashon Simen Shimon Beis, Ben Hashmoshes, you can tell Goy, do a Baka Mitzvah, Baka Matzarech, even Dinder Aiso. Tell the Goy to plug in the children. Have you vaya bishlakum? We'll get to the next simian, mama kiryabon chulz ula shulchmalachim. If so, we have vaya now Shabbos, you have a chul fully cooked by a goyabir. Says you have a Shabbos when it's fully cooked, then let you, the yid, pick it up, take it off, put it right back down again, in mafshel the cooking. Now you mitzam kriyafaloi. Now you mitzam kriyafaloi. Therefore, took you the sugi of bishlakim. Then you have geshmak and shalom shabbos. The question is that a good answer? Now, mishal over here is the same way after my chalmin is say it works. But after it's fully cooked and then to make it mitzam kriyafaloi, that's also in the category of gemar bishli yisrael. So you look at the gilam show over here. Simkuvi Beis and also Simkuvi Gimel, big down a chinuch based Yudo, and what's the time at the end of the day? And no, it's fully cooked over here. So if it's Tzedek, it's fully cooked. You did not really add to it. As I said, most places can point out, Mechalzu was a Mashpiach. You Mashpiach. Rukachayim, Abnezer, Masham. Masham says, look up at the Ruah inside, and the words are, look at Mashpiach over here. Look up the Isavet Arach, Mashpiach over here. Achiezner, Avozner, Abad, Chalpiyom, they make a Pachaloch, and this person can't be Mechal. And therefore, come down with this real pasuk. Gishmak and pesach over here. A goy can cook your cholent. Only you do mashbiach for yachloi. Different category of bishul yisrael over here.
Still,
the cholent was cold or something. Well, case it wasn't cooked.
At all, if he
started. Yeah. No, we'll have to get different cases. We'll get to Now, they do discuss what's the luck in the gate, let's say a bread, pasach, you want to make toast out of it. What's toast? Is that a brand new entity? Come over a Vosner and a Falk, and a Wattaino. The luck is not, it's a hemchuch of the actor pass. It's a different idea here. It's like the halacha of you took it off back on. Two different shlavim, it came osir, you can't be mocked by making case of a toast over here. Asada Shani, Belsky and Ostrom, so why not? And they must be a clear. It's really a shingle of Nas question. If mashpiach, something that was finished, then comes better than the level of toast. Ke'inza, they discuss, you have a case over here, a pasakum, and you want to make croutons out of it through the act of bishul. And then you take these little croutons over here and put on your schnitzel to make over here the bread come on top of your schnitzel. So the question, they come from a little different avenue, the same as Shabbai. Is mashpiach, but oy, we know the Lachan Shabbos is maybe the bishul takes away the act of afiyah. A little bit better. It's not a case of really being mamshich. You're really kind of undoing the fear, making case of bishul. Come with Avnezi. What's Haino? Bishul is the back of fear. Oh, now the Yidol, we made it. It's not a shame he's coming to really argue with my real over here. Well, Maisa says, it's the case of here of not your became osir, and I want to sack you, then once the osir, it's osir. And that's the girl, the Pentelic, the Shchai, the Akashu, all be down. Once the osir, Maisa came osir. You cannot be mistaken. Once the case of Pasakim, that's a news that seems to go.
The Maisa. See, worse
thing
is a
Pasakim.
You're finishing
your fear. You're not doing anything.
You're changing it,
being Mavato, that's the question. Maisa, as Moshe told you, before Shashayat Sayyim, Lochan says to me, Chivo. When we discuss this, you bring down a Nachla Shivo, Lochan says to me, Chivo, can a person take the bread, and Mavash will have to go eat over here. And he says, therefore, Shas on the Sersi made Shuvah, will Mice and Lakim Machme in the case of Yopo, but Shas Ravoin, when we're hungry, the Mice can be Mikkel. Mice look on the Nathan Shiva inside. He writes, even Shleib Shas and Chak can be Mikkel, except, when you're Stoib, after Kira, the Mice be Machme, less than Machme is stuck over here. So it could be Mishavu said to be Machme, that's the Sersi made Shuvah. That means Mishavu himself is sending you to Nathan Shiva. That's not clear what the look is. Official after the case of Tzli is Mavaklut or Mashmiach that makes it better, different level over here. He says when he's talking about it, he's settled upon it. And the question is it not good after Sesame Shuvo, or is that all the time? What's the Lachlan Mirka did? Good Shiloh. Sifu Gimel. We have the Lachlan here when a Balabayis, he is someone who's Nizma Pasakum. Mashenki, if you see next to a person, is not Nizer. Now the word Nizer, a couple times over in the Simon, means something that's mutter midinoi, you know it can be machmer. Examples, paspalter and siofo. Therefore, paspalter and siofo, machab is mekel, the amoz is mekel, the shak mice is mekel, mice is mekel. For me personally, the ba'abais himself, he's an hogel mice to be machmer in the case of siofo. The question here is, when he's sitting next to a person who did not have a special chumrah, that means the ba'abais has a special chumrah, the guy next to him does not have a special chumrah over here, what to go do? So you read over here the Taz and the Mechaber and we here and Simkuf Samaches and Sifu Hay over there. There seem to be different Akimtas floating around. You mentioned three of the main Akimtas. There's more in Archaim. Well, because of what it says on the page, the Mechaber's case, how he's discussing it, is with a Baal Bayis. He's the Betzel here. And he might say he's Zar. He has a personal Chumro between Machmer. He's sitting next to a person who has no Chumro. But who has the better bread? The person who has the Baal Bais next to him, the Gesi next to him, he had the better bread over here. And therefore, the loch is what to make Hamoitzi on the better bread. So, since he only has a special chumrah, which is not a halach over here, number one, he should be with Seya on the Pasat Siyafo. That is a case of Pas Paltanat Siyafo. V'oid, once he can be with Seya on the Pas Paltanat Siyafo, not with Vaza on the Tzad Brach, but he has a right to eat it through the whole entire Zubah. Now, Meister the Bach argues on this, but at the end of the day, the place given where the Mechaber and Archaim and over here is Mekel, and the Vosh, the Taz, the Shach, the Elgab, the Gaz, they're all Mekel. The loss of the place given is not the Zechir, but it's Shari Mutter, a person, the Baal Bayis, who has his special Chumrah, has the right to the Meister to be Mekel over here. Why to be Mekel? The two ways said over, the way how the Taz, the Mishmur exam, Tach cover the Areach, you have a guest over here, so if you're going to work for Shulchan, cover the Areach. What are the words of the Shach, but says later on, Sifta as well, Mishum Eivah. What's the Dafkabina, I'm Bialocha, speaks out to Diamond, says what the Nafkabina will be in the Diamond. But Ikin Mahal seem to be as Kabbal HaYurech. There is a second case, the Bach, that I'm going to allude to, it's not clear, where it seems to say over, where the Taz is saying over, is that the Baal Bais over here is Seicher from the Baal Bais rents his house to the Baal HaSudo, in eating next to the Baal HaSudo. So the Baal HaSudo over here has something Tziyofo, it tells the Baal Bais to be put say over here. That's the case, to give or take, and that's the Bach being down, the book of the place going to argue on the Bach. The Trimut HaDeshen, what's brought down over here, is let's say eating by himself. That means there's not two people over here, there's one person over here. Mitzal HaSugu, the Chiba Mitzal HaBroch Shaboy, maybe you should use the Pas Palka that's Tziyofo over here. Then the Meisim, the Trimut HaDeshen wants to be Mekel, again, it's very clear over here about Mechaber and the Taz, the Mishimon HaShulchan side of over there. Meister and Meister Pleskim are disagreeing and saying this is a heter, dock this thing one next to another, and no, there is no heter when you're sitting by yourself over here. So come down again, the Be'ikra Pleskim go with the Mechaber over here, not like the Bach and not like the Trimut HaDeshen. Practically, we get to, you're sitting by a table over here, and you're being, you're a person who's Nizer. People of Chabur and Meister Nizer, and therefore the same next person not Nizer. Can you really eat pas palter in the tziyach over here? You nizer. So it says that Aruch HaShulchan over here and the Mishmur over there is only nigeh in those days, meaning Bizman before the Mishmur, he points out, that they would eat all together and one person would say for everybody. But it says the Chavetz Chaim in his times, right? Aruch HaShulchan in his times, that Homer was during the week, the person might say, make his own amaiti. You make your own amaiti, you make your own amaiti, everyone makes your own amaiti. Therefore, there is no heter to eat the pas palter of the other person over here. There's no heter. Says it helps me, but to get to Shabbos, you would have a heter. Why? Because I make a moitzi for everybody over here. That means that Gamas Mishra Beis, Mishra says, Nochli Zoran Shabbos, not to eat past palter, but else, cover the Reach, or else, the Sukkot of Eva, your person can't eat, make need past palter if it's Yafa or somebody else. See if you doubt the case of Kutach. Kutach of a guy, not as Kutach, it's a milk of dip. Has some salt inside, has some bread inside, has some milk inside, and if it's a very lumpish dip over here, they get to bread, which is caused they get to the sugar of Pasakim and by Chomets, they get the milk, which is caused by Cholvakim, why is that a problem? They get the salt, which is caused by Tzimtanakre. We have this milk dip over here, and we have the little pieces of bread inside, but my sense is mutter. No baya. The question, why is it mutter for? The Pasakim is inside the milk dip. It says here, more Yisoy, it's bottle brood. What says Yisoy? What does that mean? Says Ramah. Even though we know the Kol is negated Issa v'Heter, the Kol is especially negated Eidah Minoi, in the case of Motu B'Shishim. Over here, whether it's Minoi or Shleba Minoi, whether it's Lach or Yavish, there is no Chilik, Lachi is Oid Bittu B'Roiv. Most of the Shach one to Eschatas, in the case of Dabu Choshem, Dab Shemini, Chalei 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 Speaks out the chenu. Where's the bottle roiv? When you cannot see the pass inside the your kutach over here. When it's an arif, you can see it. It's that teruvus. Then we don't have a loch of eshla siru umakiroi. We'll have a loch of simitan chesed dalin. We will buy out. Means once you have a teruvus over here, there will be bottle roiv in minoi. Okay, to lach balach over here. Building upon this, what about ma'aser became this arif? When it became the first thing. Can the Mitzarev inside one from the other? Can do the Chachilo? We speak out very clearly. The Lochis cannot do the Chachilo. why can even have this achila? That's what the Tzimtzum test involved. When they even make history of Bolland, she moisif of that loy, that's Machalish and Machab Ramah. Once we have this halach over here, the clues over here, that's always about to grow. What about the Sugil Chanan? Do you say Chanan by Pasakum? I mean, this is the first time it's less than right. And now we ask him, that's Sugil Chanan. Speaks out of Pesach Shuvah, according to the Pim Gordon, and then they do not also say Chanan, Nochakula. Why the whole entire reading can say Chanan is up to at least case of Boss Macholov. Boss Macholov, we know the case of Shishim. Once we see over here the loch is not Shishim, we know it's not going to Boss Macholov. We're not going to mix one up with another. That means even when we know that Chanan applies by the Rabbanans, how do you know? Aaron knows the Taz and Simitzadi, we know the Taz and Simitzadi Beis, this Chanan by the Rabbanans, but not by Chanan by the case of Pasakum. Now, what you're saying over here, we have coolers by Pasakum, there's no Shishim. There's no Chanan, there's no Geta of Phil Bethlehem Bottle. What happens to the Geta Sugi of Tam Shavoy? That means we have two different cases discussed over here. One, let's say, can you look at Chilim of Bottle Tam? I'm saying over here that Chilim of Kerberson can name a Bottle Mamoshes. Maybe Tam is not Shiva, saying it's Bottle Beroy. Why is the Ramos saying it's Bottle Beroy? I mean, I might say there is Tam over here. You do taste the bread over here. You're putting in the bread inside the Kudak for a reason. Is Yisrael Shemoy, there is no Tam? Or you need Bittul to the Tam? The Chazal not ask the Tam? Well, they ask the Tam in the case of Bittul over here. So, one question is, will come out, can you look at Chilam of Vatal Tam? Can you look at Chilam? On the Tam, there's a Heter, it's a Bittul Beroy on Tam, can you look at Chilam? There's no Isn't Tam, maybe you can look at Chilam. The Dakar Moshe read it to the contest, he goes back and forth, he starts up saying, there's no Isra'in Tam. How look at the Gosh, I do, it sounds like there is an Isra'in Tam. As he says, well, David Bichodesh, because Yaakov says, and they point out from John Paskins, that America, there should be an Issa in Tam. Atzal HaSheni, we read the Taz and the symbol here, because words are, Lo Yikos HaKom HaPas Akum HaTam Ge'ikr. There's no Tam. Didn't know about it. We know Tam Ge'ikr is the Raisa, but we're not going to Tam on the case of Pas. That means that there is no Issa Mechlel here on Tam. And look at the Beis Hillel, Chachzom, or Chashulcha, the Mitzvah Chanam point out, that there is no Issa in Tam. So what's real nafkmina? Not much of a nafkmina. When you put pas inside the kutach, the why ain't about isra chila, beside the be'en. Beside the tam, yesh lo any isra. The tam sound like there is no isra in the tam. The main nafkmina that comes out is, let's say you had a pas akum inside the oven, and you baked it. You got baked by your right. Do you have to makshir your tanner? Do you have to kashir your tanner over here? If the isra is isra in tam, you have to come out and say your bittel. Fine, that negate the oichel a bittel. Inside the oven, there's pas akum. They go, you put on, you may go inside the oven, push it over here, you have to cash it. So the gate is to go by Bishalakum, we get the end of Simon Kufi Gimel. Over there, my plug is Rajbo and Ra'ah. Do you have to make sure you can get the Bishalakum? We pass the Lechumro. We pass the Kin Kam Trade. My son, that my plug is over there, is not put down over here. Look among the Chainim, both on the same question, is Tam Osir. Maybe past, as we see now, has coolers. There's no Chanan, there's no Shishim, only Motor Broy, maybe only Moshe Machem, maybe Tam has Eter. If you read the Prim Godim and Vakoy's initial Isser Eter, it means that it sounds like there is no Isser by past, it sounds like your Tam. And therefore the Kin will do not be Masher. The Sefer Atz Eilu brings it down the way, or Fakum might say it's true that way. The Rabbi Tvor says, at the end of the day, the Maisi Oven is not a problem. Not a problem over here. What kind of expression in case that's the obvious enemy? You might not be marked over here. Atzal Hashem, it comes from Yom, what's being done in Ginza Yosef. Where did he get that from? And the day the Dakar Moshe is marked on Tam, Atzal Suga of Alessia Bittel. So what kind of so over here also? And the day the Tam should be also, you have to mark your oven over here. The Dakar Shuba writes about the three different times by Riches, Tzikon Samach, Tzikon Peizayin, Tzikon Sadi. Tzikon Samach, the Maisi is Machmer, Peizayin is Machlikis, and Sadi, the Maisi is Mekel. There's a big mahuch over here, how to go kashi, if you had a kashi, others, you get the pasakum. Again, people intertwine it with bishlakum, it's not the same sugya. Bishlakum can't waste that trade. That means you go to a restaurant, or go cook something, you go to kashi, the kin, kill them waste always also. We'll match on the kelim. How do you match the kelim? It's very mikledik, even klicheris can match with the gold, because about litter. There is a big mahuch over here, to be mikled on the tam per se. Number one, and number two, me you for the case of me match the tanner, do you have to or not? Building upon this, Mamshul the Mechaber we had discusses, the person is nizer from eating a pasakum, and any others that are not nizer. So what happens? basically you have your dip over here, a hot dip. The guy takes his pas, that's pas palter, and he dips it inside, takes it out. I said, what's left behind? Some hamoshes left behind, some tam left behind. And now you want to take your pas, that's kosher, we saw, dip it inside the same dip, and he has some pieces over here. So the question over here, what's halacha? Says the machaber, the maaser can eat next to him, and no problem. Why? But we just said before, it's bottle droid, it's not kavanah, what he did was mutter. Maaser, the tam that came off, the prune, maaser had gone over here. Maaser, you can eat next to the person. Maaser, he's not nizer, you're nizer, using the same dip over here. Maaser, the Rama over here, let's say the case over here, you want to share the same bread. Can you eat with him, it's a sugya of even Gatata using the same bread over here? How much eat his bread? So Kamal Gaman says that he has a past that he's not Nizer, you are Nizer. Look, as a mice, you can eat it. Because at the end of the day, this past part is Mutatsyapo. You have a personal chum over here. It's time not to cause a disagreement. Make sure we have shalom. Not to have any anger between other people. Why is the person can be mankle? And the shach over here is the Kon Chofei, says, Ein Tzim Kon Chof Aleph. Over there, right, it's a Daphne case, is 1 verse 2. 1 verse 3. That's 1 verse 1. Well, why are you angry at me not taking your pass? Well, my high, my high. On you better than me. To be punished the tzibur, it was eating pass out of your, but I'm not eating it. Come on, you know, I make a katata leva. But me and you, where's the katata leva over here? That's at least his first tariffs. His second tariffs, doesn't go further than say, but let's say the person sees that I have a shvacha pass. Is he a yopa pass, a wonderful pass over here? So why not eat from my pass? Why? Oh, because, you know, you're a better mensch. You're harder than me. You're choshen than me. Oh, you really? So those type of people, like Chalam Shad Taz, also Shach, you also have a head with that even Gatoto. I mean, it comes out there, when the pass is even, then it won't be a head. When the pass is better, the Shach and second Terah said the price can be down. If you're going to others, say, also you have a head to go eat from the same pass that says, once you have a head of even Gatoto, the price can extend it or extrapolate to other cases. I mean, let's say, for example, on Shabbos, you don't have any pass Yisrael. It says the Mishnah will call the Pim Golem and Rish Ayin Dalet. He says, you don't have any pass Yisrael. The mice, you can eat pass Palter, even though usually eat Nizer. Why? Because that was the case of Eva Gatoto. I mean, Eva Gatoto is marketing things that are Ika and Mutter. You have a Chumro. Shabbos also make when you need to. Another example says that Vosner, let's say a person made a Brocho on pass Palter, and he made Medaki not to eat pass Palter. So mice is not worth the case of Eva Gatoto. Mice eat a little bit, Mashu, and then don't eat the rest. Mice is not Brochish, why? Mice, you can't go eat it. So then, the idea of Eva Gatoto applies to anything that a person is Nizer from, but doesn't ask the Medinoi, a special Chumro, when the Mokhim Tzarech, Shabbos, Friday, Broch, that the mice will make it, you can't go eat it. The last step over here, the person's challenge Baderech, and the question is, how long do you have to wait to go find your pass Palter? Now, when you pass away that passes through, there is a question of what exactly is the kinto of Siv Tazayin. Are we discussing a case of pass palter, and you have a special chumra upon it? Or is it a case of even a pass pal bias? So the Gnome said, discussing, again, the same story, Mishan is, those are machmer, how much do you machmer? 4 mil, 1 mil? How we read the other friend, Lavosh Chach Mazon, the Sadhu Efter Amor, sound like in the case of pass pal bias, 1 to 3 mil. So what exactly is the kinto of Siv Tazayin? Maestro comes out, the Mechaber says, Yesh Mishu Eivu, those one time, those who nizif and pass, Akim, the lock is, but Derech, you have to wait 4 mil. Yesh Mishu Eivu. Why Yesh Mishu Eivu? Says the Kavah Chaim, Kal the Mechaber, Yesh Mishu Eivu, when you only find one place that holds its way, Nivu says, Losh Yesh Mishu Eivu, but Iker, he holds that way. Maestro, who disagrees, Amor, and one says already, and we hold a lock already in Siv Ches, we're not going to Mekel, or in Siv Beis, that's not called, it means pass Bal Bayis, or pass Palter. That means the chain noigim sipeis would make a pass palter, and sipeis would make a pass palabayas. So it could be not clear which one is referring to. The ma'aser we already said earlier, ma'aser would noigim make, we have no problem here. The chain noigim. Now, me that I point out, and again, there's the loch on sesame shuvah, kamal with mishtabura and magavram, discusses on sesame shuvah, those who are nizer on sesame shuvah. I mean, we are all nizer on sesame shuvah in the case of Yavo, not supposed to eat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah has a case of like Derech. Let's say there's none around over here. Maisa person can be makel. His words are Mishnah Berurah. A sesame tshuva has a locha like Mishnah Nizer kol hashana. That means all the locha Mishnah Nizer could makel when on sesame tshuva. I mean Shabbos and like Mishnah Nizer. I mean the head of Eva Katata Mishnah Nizer. The head of the case of Shabbos same as Shabbos. Same level. And what exactly is the level? The word mechaber is a formula over here. The halacha to get to traveling, it depends. If you're on the derech, it's formula. If it's not on the derech, come with the pesach shiva. The example that halacha was on the time is the halacha is in your house, even one mil. That means is a shalom. Do you say that over here? We had left out. Pichonu says not. The time over here in your house for mekel. I said pesach midan the halacha was on. It says in your house is 1 mil, and mashenkin b'derech is 4 mil over here. Now, what does that mean practically? First, a mil with a paskin mekadin is 18 minutes. That's right. All right, we pass in 18 minutes. That means the person is in the house and you get past palter. You should need a past palter. 18 minutes, you should go get a past palter. The question with Chloe is always is when it says a mil is 18 minutes, does it mean the shetach or the zman? Does it mean the time or the distance? That means the get to numerous halachas, whether they get to Sadarach, whether they get to Sadaim, whether they get to Minyan, what exactly is it? And the steers Mishnah Berurah. That means Bira Dovah. Let's say, for example, a person has to go to a minyan. I'm sorry. Let's say a person has to go to a minyan. And to drive there takes 3 minutes. To walk there takes 20 minutes. So, is that now within 18 minutes or not? Then again, because the halacha to go to a minyan is a mil. So, to drive there is 3 minutes. To go the case of time, about that for the minyan. Is it shetach? It's 20 minutes walking there. So, put the minyan to the side, then goes to minyan anyway. You get to a case of a passport over here. My sister Shiloh, come on, Pesach Shuva, means on the base Yaakov, says over here, look at the gate of Shetach, is distance. That means he says whether you're walking or going in the sus, horsepower, does not make a difference. It's my case is once you have to take 20 minutes by walking, look at my son to be makel, you will not have to do that case of passport, and Gami usually meets the Nizer. When you get to Baal Bais, if you're a person who wants to be makel over here. He does say also Chumro, he says whether the derech is Ra, well, the derech is not ra. I mean, derech ra means it takes him more time than 18 minutes. It takes him 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Even more, it's my three machmer. It does it unless you have a case of kids over there. I mean, the kid leaves kids behind, my three can't be medical. So, kind of over here, but it could have placed the gate to our sugi, the sugi is shetach, or the sugi is the mavuch over here. My sugi, we should see when we come out from the sugi, that too, when you look at the idea, pas palter, the Ramal says, is a motor. We're not ki machmel, that's the case of yachol. But even when it's Yafa, it's very clear that a person should be Machmer. We see in Sesame Tshuva, we are Machmer. On Shabbos, when it's Yafa, we should try to be Machmer. When it's Yeshua Klimis, we should be Machmer. We have Seifim of Mishu Nizer, those in Nizer, what to go do? Ashkenaz Sabracha, Af Eivim Toto. We have a couple of Sifim over in Shulchan Mishu Nizer. That means we see clearly that Mok Laison is a correct or better Hogo. These are about things that come to technically a motor. I mean, I'll tell you the things that Yafar is a problem. Whether Mechaber or Amor or Shach, no difference. But still, we have Simon over here. Mishanizer, those who are Maisha should be Daktik, unless we need to fight, don't be Daktik. You have other reasons the Maisha people are hungry, we're all nice not to be Daktik. Therefore, especially with Manazer, we have so many ways, places to go eat things, to want to go eat Entenmann's or Oreos, not quite why. It's not as good as Yavah Pseida. There's so much oichel out there already. Why in the world? That's certainly better than correct and logo. And I put Cheerios aside. Cheerios have a tzivuch. Maybe it's not Pasakum. I know people have to have the Cheerios. Fine. So let's put Cheerios aside over here. And at the end of the day, it's one thing you should come clear from the simon. The heter is not that simple. We have a Gemara, Shalom, Rishonim, the Poskim. It's nichol get of a terrible malachim in the oven. It's really not the better thing to go do over here. Shem Mishanizer, Shabbos, Eshes, Mechuba. When you come to show the Kedusha of the Yid, what do you do? We're Machmer, that's Shabbos. Trying to show our closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, what do you do? We're Machmer this. That means that's the Hoga that's correct and you go do. Of course, the Machmer Sarech. What do we say, Machmer? At least that Hoga, a person should realize, is to take out of it the correct idea to be Kodesh from these things over here all the time, passing through. The Makor on Shabbos is we to be Machmer, only have one passing Meister's Kodesh over here. That's the Shurish way, that's the Torah over here. That's the Ikka passing through over here. Next time we march the sugya of Bishlak.
I